In a world where childhood obesity rates have tripled since the 1970s, Dr. Michael Gorin's Sugar Proof arrives as an urgent wake-up call for parents. What began as routine research at USC's Childhood Obesity Research Center transformed into a crusade when Gorin discovered alarming amounts of hidden fructose in children's products, a form of sugar particularly damaging to developing organs. The book, co-authored with nutrition expert Dr. Emily Ventura, has become a favorite resource for celebrity parents like Jennifer Garner and Kristen Bell, who praise its practical approach to navigating our sugar-saturated food landscape. As sugar consumption has skyrocketed from 1 teaspoon daily in 1750 to 45 teaspoons today, this timely guide reveals how even seemingly healthy children may be developing serious health problems beneath the surface, while providing science-backed strategies to protect them in what pediatricians are calling the most important nutrition book of our generation. Today's children face an unprecedented, perfect sugar storm created by three converging factors: their innate preference for sweetness, an evolutionary trait that helps infants enjoy breast milk, our sugar-saturated food environment, and the unique vulnerability of their developing bodies. Unlike previous generations, when sugary treats were occasional pleasures, sugar has become our baseline, appearing everywhere from breakfast cereals to after-school snacks to extended holiday celebrations. What was once special has become standard, with 70% of processed foods containing added sweeteners. Even foods that don't taste sweet, like hot dog buns, often contain sugar to mask preservatives. The historical perspective is staggering. In 1750, the average person consumed just 4 grams of sugar daily. Today, that figure has exploded to 180 grams, equivalent to 45 teaspoons. This dramatic increase coincides with the proliferation of different sugar types, particularly those containing higher fructose proportions than ordinary table sugar. Fructose consumption has skyrocketed from 12 grams daily a century ago to about 75 grams today, despite the fact that our bodies, especially children's, aren't designed to handle this much. Children face additional challenges from aggressive marketing tactics. The food and beverage industry spends $10 billion yearly advertising to children in the U.S. alone, with the average child viewing approximately 6,000 food commercials annually, mostly for nutrient-poor products. Particularly concerning is the targeted marketing to demographic groups already at higher risk for chronic diseases, with 86% of advertising on programs targeting African Americans promoting junk food and sugary products. This sugar-saturated environment makes balanced eating exceptionally difficult for families. Parents who attempt to restrict sugar often find themselves labeled as strict or mean, while children encounter sweets from well-meaning teachers, birthday celebrations, and various other sources. The normalization of daily sugar consumption has created a challenging new normal that even the most vigilant parents struggle to navigate. Despite what food marketers might claim, all sugars are not created equal. While once believed to affect the body identically, research now shows different sugars impact our bodies in distinct ways. With over 200 different names for sugar appearing on food labels, understanding these differences is crucial for making informed choices about our children's health. Sucrose, ordinary table sugar, derived from sugarcane or sugar beets, breaks down into equal parts glucose and fructose when consumed. While different forms like brown sugar, raw sugar, or turbinado sugar might appear healthier, they all affect the body essentially the same way. The real differences emerge when we examine other sweetener types. Glucose-based sugars, appearing as dextrin, maltodextrin, corn syrup, or rice syrup, are particularly deceptive on food labels. Unlike their more recognizable counterparts, these sugars often fly under parents' radar, while manufacturers use them to add sweetness to seemingly non-sweet products. Glucose itself is vital for bodily function. It's the primary energy source for all cells, but the concentrated forms found in processed foods cause problematic blood sugar spikes. Fructose presents even greater concerns. Despite having the same chemical makeup as glucose, it behaves completely differently in the body due to its unique molecular structure. While glucose can be used throughout the body for energy, fructose must be processed almost entirely by the liver, where it primarily converts to fat. This makes fructose particularly dangerous, as it contributes to fatty liver disease and elevated blood lipids that increase heart disease risk. High fructose corn syrup, HFCS, emerged through a perfect storm of scientific innovation and economic policy in the 1970s. By 1995, it had surpassed sugar as America's dominant sweetener. Manufacturers embraced HFCS for its lower cost, higher sweetness, and versatility in food production. While the food industry maintained HFCS was nearly identical to sucrose, research reveals significant differences. Analysis of popular sodas showed they contained 60% fructose to 40% glucose, a 50% higher fructose ratio than regular sugar's 1-to-1 valence. Even more concerning are natural sweeteners like agave syrup, which can contain up to 90% fructose, far more than HFCS. Fruit juice concentrates, particularly apple and pear, 70% fructose, exceed the fructose content of HFCS sodas while containing no fiber to slow blood sugar spikes. These products allow manufacturers to use misleading labels like fruit juice sweetened or no sugar added while delivering high fructose loads with no nutritional benefits. Low-calorie sweeteners like saccharin, aspartame, sucralose, stevia, and monk fruit present their own problems. These compounds activate sweet taste receptors throughout the body, triggering insulin production as if real sugar were present. This causes blood sugar drops that increase hunger and can lead to weight gain. Despite their zero-calorie appeal, research suggests these sweeteners may disrupt gut bacteria and potentially cause metabolic changes similar to regular sugar. Sugar significantly impacts children's energy levels and moods, creating a roller coaster effect of highs and lows. Parents commonly observe a pattern where sugar consumption leads to wild, hyperactive behavior, followed by an inevitable crash. Observations supported by scientific evidence showing how high glycemic foods cause rapid blood sugar spikes, followed by dramatic drops. In a study with overweight teenagers, researchers compared behavior after two different breakfasts, one high in sugar and low in fiber versus one low in sugar and high in fiber. After the high sugar meal, teens showed erratic activity patterns, constantly switching between active and sedentary behaviors, while their blood sugar levels fluctuated dramatically. After the low sugar, high fiber meal, their activity levels remained much more stable. Contrary to the persistent myth that sugar's effect on children's behavior is merely parental perception, newer research contradicts a widely cited 1995 analysis that found no link between sugar and hyperactivity. That study had significant limitations. It used low-calorie sweeteners as controls, which we now know can trigger similar responses as sugar, included children with various behavioral disorders, and employed inconsistent methodologies. Research confirms the sugar-mood connection in children. In one USC study, children aged 9 to 13 were given mobile devices that prompted them to report their emotional states. Those who ate more added sugar consistently reported feeling more stressed, angry, anxious, and sad, with more extreme emotional reactions than their peers who consumed less sugar. Sugar consumption also disrupts children's sleep patterns by causing energy spikes and reducing melatonin secretion. This creates a vicious cycle where poor sleep leads to sugar cravings the next day, which further disrupts sleep. Research shows teenagers who consume fewer soft drinks are more likely to get the recommended 9 to 11 hours of sleep nightly. Perhaps most concerning is sugar's addictive quality. When children consume sugar, it stimulates their brain's reward center, releasing dopamine and natural opioids that create feelings of pleasure and well-being. This neurological response generates strong cravings for more sugar, requiring increasingly larger doses to produce the same reward, a process especially powerful in children who naturally have stronger preferences for sweetness. Research shows lab rats actually prefer sugar over cocaine, with certain sweet foods activating addiction-related brain regions more strongly than morphine. This addiction can begin before birth, as the brain's central reward system starts developing at 12 weeks gestation. Since glucose crosses the placenta, a mother's excessive sugar consumption during pregnancy may affect the developing brain by triggering newly formed receptors, potentially hardwiring the brain to have stronger desires for sugar. Research shows lab rats actually prefer sugar over cocaine, with certain sweet foods activating addiction-related brain regions more strongly than morphine. This addiction can begin before birth, as the brain's central reward system starts developing at 12 weeks gestation. Since glucose crosses the placenta, a mother's excessive sugar consumption during pregnancy may affect the developing brain by triggering newly formed receptors, potentially hardwiring the brain to have stronger desires for sugar. Recent research reveals that excessive sugar consumption actually shrinks the brain, with profound implications for children's developing minds. High sugar intake impairs children's cognitive abilities across all ages, from toddlers building blocks to teenagers writing essays, affecting concentration, memory, and impulse control. While the brain needs glucose as its main fuel, it functions best when this glucose comes from complex carbohydrates like whole grains, legumes, fruits, and vegetables that break down slowly, maintaining steady blood sugar levels. Simple carbohydrates and sugary foods cause blood sugar spikes followed by crashes that impair mental performance, exactly what happened to 14-year-old Grace, who kept falling asleep during second period science class after her sugar-loaded breakfast. Research demonstrates sugar's negative impact on academic performance across multiple studies. A comprehensive Australian study of 4,200-plus children showed progressively worse test scores in grammar, reading, writing, and math as sugary beverage consumption increased. Even more concerning, research following 1,234 pregnant mothers found their children had lower standardized test scores when mothers consumed more sugar or artificial sweeteners during pregnancy. Sugar creates amnesia-like effects, particularly in teenage brains. In Dr. Scott Kanoski's research at USC, adolescent rats given sugar solutions, mimicking human sugary beverages, showed impaired spatial memory, forgetting visual cues, and getting lost more easily. The damage occurred specifically in the hippocampus, the brain's memory center, causing inflammation that persisted into adulthood even after sugar consumption stopped. This inflammation represents a dangerous double whammy in children's bodies. First, excess sugar consumption directly causes inflammation that impairs memory. Second, if sugar leads to weight gain, the visceral fat itself becomes an active organ, secreting inflammatory hormones. Recent imaging studies have even documented increased inflammation in the hypothalamus region of obese children's brains, the very area responsible for regulating food intake. Sugar severely undermines children's ability to delay gratification, a critical skill linked to higher SAT scores, educational achievement, stress management, and lower rates of substance abuse and obesity in adulthood. The teenage brain is particularly vulnerable, as its prefrontal cortex, responsible for decision-making, is still developing while naturally experiencing increased dopamine activity. Sugar intensifies this by stimulating additional dopamine and opioid release, creating what researchers call a recipe for drama. Perhaps most alarming are the potential long-term consequences. Research tracking 5,189 adults over 10 years found higher blood sugar levels directly associated with cognitive decline, even in non-diabetic individuals with merely elevated levels from high sugar diets. Studies show people consuming sugary beverages daily have lower brain volume and poorer episodic memory. The childhood dietary patterns that seem harmless today are actually setting the stage for serious cognitive problems decades later. Sugar damages children's bodies from head to toe, often silently developing into serious conditions. Tooth decay has become one of the most common chronic childhood diseases, with half of all children having fillings by age 11. Children are especially vulnerable because frequency of sugar intake matters more than total amount for developing teeth, and acidic drinks like juice and soda accelerate damage. The digestive system suffers multiple sugar-related problems. Unlike glucose, which has multiple transport receptors, fructose relies on a single transporter, GLUT5, that isn't even present in newborns. As children develop, their limited GLUT5 receptors can't handle high fructose loads from modern diets. Sugar also disrupts the gut microbiome, the trillions of bacteria that influence everything from digestion to brain function. Research shows sugar consumption significantly alters this bacterial balance, potentially affecting appetite, mood, and cognitive function. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD, unheard of 30 years ago, has become epidemic even among children, with 13% of all children and 38% of obese children affected. Fructose consumption drives this disease by converting to fat through a process called de novo lipogenesis. This fat either becomes trapped in the liver or enters the bloodstream, both causing serious problems. The good news, dietary changes can reverse NAFLD quickly. In one study, boys who reduced sugar to 3% of daily calories saw liver fat decrease from 25% to 17% in just 8 weeks. Sugar also impacts the pancreas, potentially leading to insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes. During adolescence, all children become approximately 30% more insulin resistant during puberty, regardless of gender, ethnicity, or weight status. This natural change makes teenagers particularly vulnerable to developing insulin resistance, prediabetes, and type 2 diabetes if they consume high sugar diets. While fat was long blamed for heart disease, partly due to sugar industry influence on scientific research, modern unbiased studies reveal sugar's significant role in cardiovascular health. Heart disease development begins in childhood. Even children without clinical signs have been found with fatty streaks in their aortas after accidental deaths. A landmark Harvard study following over 10,000 Americans found people consuming 25% of calories from added sugar had nearly 3 times higher risk of death from heart disease compared to those consuming less than 10%. Childhood obesity presents unique challenges for healthcare providers and families. Research shows that early sugar consumption significantly increases obesity risk. In economically disadvantaged areas of Los Angeles, children were 7 times more likely to be obese than those from affluent neighborhoods. By ages 2 to 4, clear correlations emerged between sugary beverage consumption and obesity rates, 14% obesity in non-consumers versus 24% in children drinking 2 or more sugary beverages daily. Sugar consumption can also trigger mysterious inflammatory conditions throughout the body. Children complaining of ankle pain or breathing difficulties may be experiencing systemic inflammation caused by excess sugar intake. Research shows children who consume more than 5 sugary beverages weekly are 5 times more likely to develop asthma than those drinking less than 1 monthly. The good news is that practical strategies can significantly reduce children's sugar consumption and mitigate its harmful effects. These 7 research-backed approaches work for both children and adults, especially when implemented as a family. 1. Set everyone up for success with breakfast. The first meal dramatically impacts children's mood, energy, and behavior throughout the day. Michael's self-experiment with 3 different breakfasts revealed how dramatically different meals affect blood glucose. Toast with marmalade created a roller coaster of spikes and crashes, while toast with eggs provided steady energy with no spikes. For cereals, watch both sugar content and portion size. Children typically consume double the recommended serving, potentially getting 5 teaspoons of added sugar in 1 bowl. Adding protein through milk, Greek yogurt, or nuts improves the nutritional profile. 2. Ditch the liquid sugar. Eliminating sweet drinks is the single most important dietary change for reducing sugar consumption. Fruit juice, often mistakenly considered healthy, delivers a rapid and high dose of fructose that undermines balanced nutrition. For existing favorites, gradually dilute them. Mix fizzy drinks with sparkling water, dilute juice with plain water, and reduce sweetener in coffee drinks until children develop a taste for less sweetness. 3. Avoid fructose. Beyond eliminating sweetened drinks, reducing fructose requires vigilance about hidden sources. Avoid products containing high fructose corn syrup, fruit juice concentrates, agave syrup, or pure fructose. Be skeptical of fruit juice sweetened claims, as these often contain concentrated fructose without fiber. The key principle is eat fruit, don't drink it. While whole fruits contain fructose, their fiber slows absorption and limits negative effects. 4. Use snacks strategically. With 96% of children consuming at least one snack daily and 50% having 2 to 3 snacks daily, quality and timing matter. Parents should seize genuine hunger moments to offer nutritious options rather than processed snacks. Recognize when children are eating from boredom rather than hunger, prepare healthy snacks at home, and involve kids in preparation. 5. Choose sweet treats wisely. Occasional treats are fine, but timing and portion size matter significantly. Sweets should be considered desserts rather than snacks, and ideally consumed after a balanced meal when blood sugar impact is minimized. Wait 15-20 minutes after meals before serving dessert to allow fullness signals to register. Serve mini desserts on small plates to establish reasonable expectations. 6. Set guidelines for major culprits. Clear sugar consumption guidelines help children develop healthy habits. Research shows children raised with healthy food rules make better choices independently. Students with at least one home eating rule were almost twice as likely to choose healthier snacks. The most effective guideline for many families is one treat per day, which gives children control while establishing limits. 7. Work restaurant menus like a pro. When dining out, employ strategic ordering to control sugar intake. Request water or milk instead of sugary drinks. Offer kids a choice between a sweet drink or dessert, not both, or ask waiters to skip bringing dessert. Consider side dishes and appetizers, which are often perfect portions for children. Don't hesitate to ask for substitutions, like sauce on the side or no added sugar in dishes. The 7-Day No Added Sugar Challenge provides families with a transformative dietary reboot by eliminating all added sugars for 1 week. This short-term intervention serves multiple purposes: identifying hidden sugar sources in daily diets, resetting taste preferences to appreciate natural sweetness, and stabilizing mood and energy levels. Families consistently report children becoming less stressed, angry, and anxious within just 3 to 4 days, with clinical studies demonstrating significant improvements in metabolic health markers, including reduced insulin levels and improved liver function in as little as 9 days. The challenge follows 9 comprehensive steps for success. 1. Know the rules. Eliminate all added sugars, artificial sweeteners, and juice while allowing whole fruits and unsweetened dairy products. This includes checking for hidden sugars like dextrose, maltose, and corn syrup. 2. Get the gang on board. Ensure complete family participation to avoid temptation and create mutual support. This includes extended family members who regularly interact with children. 3. Get everyone motivated. Help each family member identify personal reasons for reducing sugar, whether it's better sports performance, clearer skin, or improved concentration at school. 4. Pick your week. Choose timing carefully, avoiding major celebrations or high-stress periods. School holidays can be ideal for maintaining better control over food choices. 5. Check everyday staples. Examine all pantry items for hidden sugars, particularly in unexpected sources like pasta sauce, bread, and salad dressings. 6. Create your personalized 7-day menu. Plan meals and snacks that emphasize whole foods, proteins, and healthy fats to maintain satiety. 7. Shop and prep wisely. Stock up on sugar-free alternatives and prepare snack boxes for busy days. 8. Monitor and troubleshoot. Track progress and address challenges promptly. 9. Evaluate next steps. Assess what worked and plan for sustainable changes. Common challenges require strategic solutions. For eating out, call restaurants ahead to discuss ingredients and modifications. During birthday parties, bring sugar-proof treats like fruit-based desserts or save celebration cake for after the challenge. For school meals, work with children to identify better options and pack sugar-free alternatives when needed. Sugar withdrawal symptoms typically peak within the first 48 to 72 hours, manifesting as headaches, lethargy, and irritability. Combat these by increasing water intake to at least 8 glasses daily, encouraging afternoon rest periods, and ensuring adequate protein intake at each meal. Post-challenge evaluation is crucial for long-term success. Hold a family meeting to discuss observed changes, such as improved sleep quality, reduced mood swings, and increased energy levels. Rather than returning to previous habits, use this reset as a springboard for lasting change. Consider implementing permanent modifications like sweet-free weekdays or establishing a household policy of only having desserts for special occasions. Many families find success in maintaining their new habits by creating a sugar budget, allowing limited treats while keeping overall consumption low, and focusing on quality over quantity when choosing sweet foods.
For families who find the 7-day challenge too drastic, the 28-day challenge offers a more gradual approach to reducing sugar. This plan helps families assess their diet, identify high sugar items, and progressively decrease sugar consumption over 4 weeks. The focus is on making sustainable changes rather than rapid ones. What matters isn't how quickly you cut sugar, but that you do cut it. Successfully reducing children's sugar consumption requires careful communication rather than strict prohibition. The authors warn against creating an overly restrictive food environment, instead advocating for family conversations where both parents and children have input. The key is developing children's internal motivation, helping them identify personal reasons for reducing sugar consumption, whether it's fitting better in clothes, improving focus in school, or having clearer skin. Creating a low-sugar home environment complements good communication. Rather than focusing on what to eliminate, emphasize providing healthy alternatives, energy bites instead of cookies, sparkling water with lime instead of soda, berries to top low-sugar cereals. Simple changes like moving sugar out of sight and keeping fruit visible can significantly impact habits. For celebrations typically centered around desserts and sweets, serve nutritious foods with protein and fiber early in the celebration to satisfy appetites before cake arrives. For sugar-centric holidays like Halloween, Valentine's Day, and Easter, find balance through conversation with your children and consider non-food gifts like books, gift cards, or special time certificates. The ultimate goal of the sugar-proof approach is helping children develop independent decision-making skills around food. By combining open conversations about sugar with a low-sugar home environment, parents provide the foundation for children to grow into adults who can moderate their sugar intake and avoid chronic health conditions associated with excessive consumption. This isn't just about individual families, it's about changing our food environment. Sugar taxes have shown promising results, with Mexico's 8-cent per liter tax on sugary beverages resulting in a 6% reduction in sales the first year. Research suggests that reducing sugary drink consumption by just 3 drinks per month could reduce obesity by 2.6 million Americans by 2030, saving $40.7 billion in healthcare costs. Sugarproof isn't about eliminating sugar entirely, but reducing reliance on sweet foods as daily staples. By helping families shift toward whole foods and empowering children to make healthy choices, we can protect the next generation from sugar's harmful effects while still allowing them to enjoy the sweetness of life, in moderation.